Tellian bolted through the doors of the Starliner headquarters and fled out into artificial daylight, seeing that her quarry had already made it about a block away. The streets were mostly empty at this time of the morning. Everyone was either still waking up or they were flooding through the tubes in the underground, so Tellian increased her speed. "Friend Walter," she said as she caught her fellow mechanician by the arm. Her ample metallic breasts were heaving as they generally did when she engaged in rigorous activity due to the nature of her programming. "You can't walk away now." Walter shook off her grip and pointed up at her. Then his head dropped a bit so that his eyes were in line with her enormous orbs, did the equivalent of a robotic drool, and then shook his head a few times. "You people are crazy," he said, resuming his pointing, "and I'll have no part of it." "You've been a member of the Starliner for months, friend Walter," Tellian said as the heaving of her bosom died down. "But you've always been conflicted. Don't you see that all these years working in the CCOP have moulded your experience? I've seen it happen so many times. It even happened to me."
"What are you talking about?"
"You're beginning to see the CCOP as the answer to all your dreams."
"No, I'm not,"
Walter said, placing his hands on his hips while standing toe to toe with her. It wasn't quite eye to eye, since sensual bots such as Tellian tended to be a fair bit taller than Class 7s.
"The CCOP is simply a business. I believe firmly in the captain and in the Starliner. I just don't have faith that you people are what he had in mind when the religion came to be. Come to your senses, Tellian."
Walter continued his tirade.
"Do you really think that the captain wants us to disrupt the CCOP? That's terrorism."
Tellian's stance changed. "Friend Walter," she said in a calming tone, "maybe you just need to relax and open your mind.